7:26. All right, let's enjoy this last gasp of nice warm weather this weekend. Our Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is here. Meredith Jamisco, hello.
Hello, Bill.
Meredith, you got to love this forecast. Sunshine, temperatures close to 70 degrees on the weekend. So let's hit it hard. What do we got going on for folks to do?
Well, this week is the 11-year anniversary of the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau staffing the Visitor Information Center at I-94 and Highway 165, so I wanted to acknowledge that.
Good job.
And while the center is open 24/7 as a rest stop, our staff has set hours to welcome travelers and give them assistance, and starting this week, winter hours started, and that is Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 4 that we are there. And Saturday, believe it or not, there is a Thanksgiving craft and gift show. I didn't think there would be any craft shows this year. So very exciting. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is at Broad Stop in the adjacent Parkway Chateau, so there should be plenty of room to spread out. And this benefits VFW veterans, and it's free to attend. And you can stop to shop and have lunch at the Broad Stop at the same time. And Against the Grain Creative Concepts is open for limited open shop holiday hours in the next few weeks. And this is the Cool Design Center Workshop and Reclaimed Warehouse that is just west of downtown Kenosha at 5521 18th Avenue. And their open hours are going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. now through November 18th. Otherwise, they're a by appointment only place. And fall is here, and this means that Scott's barn teardown season has officially come to an end, so they are fully stocked with reclaimed, repurposed, and salvaged wood. And I just checked, the store closing sale still is going on at Jelly Belly Visitor Center, so there's still opportunity for you to go and see what they have. They do have new hours starting this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So I can still get my belly on if I need to.
Exactly.
And are they selling the equipment, too? Can I get a belly maker? That would be great.
They said all equipment must go, but yeah, I think that historical equipment they had there, I think, is being preserved. Oh,
okay.
By them.
I'm going to get myself a Jelly Belly drum for the house.
And then last, Kenosha's longtime shop, Jack Andrea, also has new hours. They have expanded during the pandemic. After they had reopened, they kind of were more limited, but now they're 6 days a week again, Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 10 until 5. Curbside pickups and online shopping are still available, and they have not opened up the cafe part yet, but you can expect them to get fully stocked with holiday merchandise in the coming weeks. And that's what we have going on.
All right, nice weather. Get out and do something, anything. And if we need more fun, how do we get that, Ms. Meredith?
You can go to our website at visitkenosha.com, where we list all the latest information and what the businesses are doing to be safe. And also, we have our new Fun 101 list on there.
Absolutely. And just a few weeks left to get those photos in, Meredith.
That's right. Enter photos for our Picture Your Kenosha Photo Contest. You could win dinner for two at a local restaurant and see your photos being used by us.
Yeah, a little bragging right for you right there. Our Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's Meredith Jamisco. Meredith, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.